We're getting a portrait of life in Cuba as the relationship with the U.S. changes. For one thing, the internet has expanded. The government has set up Wi-Fi hotspots. U.S. companies are eager to invest in the telecom industry. But as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, this may be widening the digital divide.
The best place to see Cuba's internet explosion is along the busy Havana thoroughfare known as La Rampa, the ramp. Named for its sloping descent toward the sea, 23rd Street is congested and loud. Still, crowds pack the sidewalks, office alcoves, and driveways here to log on. They huddle within a few blocks of huge cell towers atop the Havana Libre Luxury Hotel. All eyes are glued to smartphones, tablets, and laptops.
Dos, dos, uno.
41-year-old Raul Cuba types a lengthy internet access code and password into his phone. He's only learned how to log on a month ago. I'd never been on Facebook before, and the first time I did, I got so excited. I started chatting with my family in Miami and Italy and Spain, he says. But he adds Cuba's public Wi-Fi is out of most people's reach. An access card sold by the state phone company costs about $2 for an hour of internet use. An average Cuban salary is $20 a month, leaving the majority of the island offline. That's unless you have a relative abroad sending money and devices back home, or you work in Cuba's tourist industry earning tips in dollars. But head just a few blocks down the Rampa to where the street dead ends at Havana's picturesque Malecon seawall, and there's barely a cell phone or laptop in sight. This is old school Cuba, the original nighttime gathering spot for roving musicians, necking couples, and general revelry. 17-year-old Frank Bernal Gonzalez and some friends got the night off from their mandatory military service. Only two of the kids have cell phones, those old little ones, remember, where the only thing you could do is make a call? Bernal says in Cuba, we didn't used to see so many people with all this stuff, and the rest of us with nothing. These differences started showing up a few years back, but have really grown bigger lately, he adds. Only about 5% of Cubans can get online, one of the lowest internet penetrations in the world. The government says it'll boost that to 50% in the next 5 years, finances permitting. But hardline politics may cut into that goal. The number two official in the Communist Party recently accused outsiders of taking advantage of greater internet freedom to, quote, penetrate us and do ideological work for a new conquest. However, out on the Rampa, there's no evidence of political penetration or subversive surfing in sight.
Hey! Amor, ¿cómo tú estás, mi amor?
Nearly everyone, like 53-year-old Mari Jimenez, is video chatting. She caught up with her son in Miami. 18-year-old Daniela Hidalgo is checking out a YouTube beauty guru, Yuya, from Mexico City, giving makeup tips. Unfortunately, the signal isn't that good and the feed keeps cutting out. Jorge Bativa's been trying unsuccessfully for the last hour to video chat with his girlfriend in Australia.
Y la tecnología no se puede olvidar atrás.
Despite his clear frustration, he's glad the internet finally came to Cuba. He says even if they, the government, wanted to take it back, they can't. He adds you can't keep people's eyes covered forever. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Havana.